Salvate discipuli and salvate omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where I'm going to be just doing some etymologizing this time around here, which I am very, very, very ready to do. I hope that you guys want to stick with me. We're going to be taking the Greek prefix epi, and then we're going to be basically riffing off that. Epi means kind of like above or upon, sometimes thereafter, really, because something that's kind of like above or upon kind of also carries that connotation of being a little bit more post versus ante. Ante meaning before, post meaning after, but that's the Latin equivalent. If you haven't already gone and supported me, try to rate me wherever you can, Apple Podcast, this podcast here. If you're listening to it on Spotify, you can rate me here. Apple Podcasts, you can leave a little bit of a blurb, and I would love to hear from you guys. Spotify doesn't give that luxury, but bop on over to Apple Podcasts. It's easy peasy lemon squeezy. The only problem is you got to go to Latin and Layman's Rhetoric Revolution and then scroll all the way down. So Apple Podcasts needs to streamline it better to make the whole rating system not as difficult to find. So there you go with that one. Would really appreciate that, because we're only at about, like, I think like 25 on Apple Podcasts, whereas we're almost to 100 on Spotify. Yo, once we get to 100 ratings on Spotify, I'm going to be doing another Q&A. So maybe that might urge you to share this with your friends, your family, anybody that wants to learn a little bit more about their language and understanding that Latin, Greek, if you ever thought that it was a dead language, is actually something that you use every single day. Why not become more critical about the language that we use? I want to be not a dummy dumb in this world, because looks fade, dumb is forever. I just was talking about this on a TikTok addressing a question where it was basically, you know, talking about my frustrations with TikTok, even though I'm still there and doing my content. You know, I was going off on a random video of mine where it was like a celebrity lookalike, and it kind of, like, you know, it takes your face and then, like, relays it with whomever you look like. And while I was doing that, it's a 10-second video, but I'm like, hey, you know what, you guys, I actually like to do, well, I don't like to do them, but I do them because I actually get more of a commission off those videos, because people like those videos more often. And or I garner more likes from those really short, basically fast food, hyper palatable, hyper processed types of videos for the masses. You know, I get I get a little bit more money from just doing a 10-second video comparing my face to a celebrity and than I do with my instruction videos. And I was just kind of being a little sassy about it and throwing it back at my audience, because, yeah, that's kind of the, you know, that's why TikTok, it frustrates me when I go and I see on TikTok that, like, some guy that, you know, is like, oh yeah, watch me as I get day drunk in a new city that I'm going to bust myself over, and they get 200,000 likes or 500,000 likes, and those likes garner like $20,000, you guys. The fact that we're valuing that content. That's what it's showing the masses. That's what's showing your algorithm. That's what's showing your FYP, is that if you're liking those kinds of things, that's the mind-rotting media that we apparently love so much. It's like I said, it's like this fast food. It's like this junk food. Nobody wants to actually learn, even though, you know, like I talked about in this video, the reason why I went viral was not because of my instruction way back when. It was because of my image, because I still, if I were to go ahead and show my audience some of the really crass and disgusting things that people have actually slid in my DMs asking and or saying to me, it goes to show that still people, those likes, the amount of followers that I have, you know, a majority of them followed me for my image, guaranteed. And I know that. And it sucks to know that, because I'm still trying to fight the good fight and provide the education that I can when I can. So if you want to support me, I have a Ko-Fi, I have a Patreon. I'll provide all the links in the show notes. You can also support me by buying Gut Guardian and using my Coupon code, get $10 off, Liam64728. Anything and everything, you guys. Like, for real, though, like I've said in the prior couple podcasts of mine, I'm not trying to guilt anybody, but consider leaving a tip. The Ko-Fi is a tip. You know, it's like me when I go to the coffee shop and I ask for a drip coffee and then they guilt me into giving them 15 or 20% just for the fact that they filled up my mug that I brought in to save a little bit. You know, I'm not trying to contribute to more waste. I'm not trying to get an actual paper cup or anything like that when I already have a cup that I can bring from home. It's just like, all right, well, did you just filled up a cup of coffee for me and you're asking for a tip? I mean, I used to be a barista for 3.5-4 years. I worked under subsidized businesses. I was not allowed to be given tips, all right? So the fact that you're trying to guilt me for a tip, whereas I literally was like, I'm sorry, I can't accept tips. You know what? Some of these people, these coffee shops, honestly irk me. But it's okay. They're trying to just sift through life just as much as we all are. So with that being said, consider helping me out, supporting me, sharing me, plugging me wherever. Plug me, guys. Come on, please. And thank you. And then we're going to be done because I'm not trying to be obnoxious about this. In fact, you think I'm being obnoxious, just go ahead and just fast forward because I'm done. Let's get into it. Alrighty. Excuse me there. Starting with our first word here, epiphany. Epi plus phany. Etymologically, it comes from the Greek epiphania. Well, again, etymologized, you can split that up. Epi plus phanin. Phanin means to show. Epi means upon. This is in reference to a manifestation or an appearance, right? A showing upon. Excuse me. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, you guys. Showing upon, essentially, featuring a nice little belch. How about epistemology? Epi, upon. Well, episteme in the Greek refers to knowledge, and then ology, the study of, and or words. Significance, according to Almighty Google, it refers to the branch of philosophy that explores the nature and limits of human knowledge, coming from that Greek episteme plus ology, the study of knowledge. How about an epilogue? Log, also coming from logos, again meaning word and or study, but in this case words. Epi meaning upon or there after. I don't know what's going on here. Epi, again, upon, but like I said at the very beginning in my intro, it can also mean after. So afterwards, the epilogue referring to the afterwards, aka the conclusion. In fact, epilogos or epilogos in the Greek means conclusion. Significance, comes from Almighty Google, the concluding section of a literary work, providing closure or reflection. Flect, looking at reflection, here I'll go ahead and etymologize this word. Re means back, flect coming flectere, which means to basically bend. It's where you get flexion from. So T-I-O-N, the action of, the suffixification, that Englishification, the action of bending back is what reflection really means. How about an epitome, aka epitome? If you've ever looked at epitome and said epitome instead of epitome, that's okay. I had friends in the past that have done it. I myself have done it. It comes from the Greek epitome or epitome. I'm actually not sure how to pronounce it correctly, but it's spelled epi, E-P-I-T-O-M with an E, macron over the E. In the Greek, that meant abridgment or summary. Tome plus epi. It refers to, in this case, a perfect example or embodiment of a particular quality. If you didn't know, now you know. Also, looking at epitome there real quickly, which is interesting, but that tome comes from tiamen in the Greek, which means to cut. Again, in epi plus upon plus to cut upon, that's where you get the abridgment from. in addition, essentially. So that's where you get epitome and all of its word sussing out, if you will. Next one that we got here is epiphysis. What is epiphysis? Well, it comes from actually anatomy. And anatomy refers to the growth plate at the end of a long bone in both children and in adults. It's at the end of, well, epiphysis, diaphysis. Epi means upon. Physis means growth. I had to think about that for a second. But if it refers to the end plates for, well, mainly children, actually, I misspoke. This doesn't really refer to adults as much. Because if you got physis coming from physis, which means growth, plus epi means upon, it means an upon growth, or a growth upon, essentially, literally coming from the Greek epiphysis, meaning growth upon, and anatomy, growth plate at the end of long bones for children. How about epigenetics? Epigenetics is a new thing that we've been talking about a lot. Epi meaning upon, over, or above, plus genetics coming from gens gentis, which is Latin in this case, right? Which refers to type, class, sometimes race, when we get genealogy and generation and genocide, unfortunately. But genetics, what does this refer to? The upon genetics, the upon class. Significance, according to Almighty Google, is the study of heritable changes in gene function that do not involve changes to the underlying DNA sequence. What about epicenter? Epi plus kentron. Epi means upon. Kentron means center in the Greek. So if you put them together, the center upon, and what does it refer to? It refers to the point on the Earth's surface directly above the earthquake's point of origin, the center upon. In fact, just today, hearing on the news, apparently there was, I don't know what category the earthquake was, but it was in the New York area. This is on April 5th, 2024. Interesting. Epistaxis. Epistaxis, well, epi means upon, plus stasian, which means to drip. What is epistaxis? Well, an upon drip. What does it refer to? It actually is within the medical field, and it's a fancy-dancy word that means nosebleed. So epistaxis, if you didn't know, now you know. How about epithet? Epithet comes from the Greek epitheton. Epitheton meant attributed or added to. Significantly, according to Almighty Google, it refers to a descriptive term or phrase expressing a quality characteristic of a person or thing mentioned, essentially. So if you didn't know, now you know. How about epistolary? Epistolary. Epi plus stolare. It actually comes derived from the Greek epistole. Epistole means letter. What is the significance of this? It relates to the form of communication through letters or literary works in the forms of letters. So if you didn't know, now you know. I'm going to leave it there. That's all I got for you guys today. And I hope you learned something new. If you did, consider supporting me any way you can. But I won't belabor the point. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate your time. You could be doing anything else. And yet, you're listening to here, to me. You're here, rather. So I thank you. Tempus est escedere.